Connect FM.
It's 2:05. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn with you. Weekdays, noon to 3.
Good afternoon. I'm Diane Ducey.
And do you think that our state would be better off if Cook County wasn't a part of it? State Representative Bill Mitchell thinks so, and he's even proposed legislation, and he's here with us now to tell us more about it. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon.
Really appreciate you joining us today. And
well, thank you for having me.
Okay, so you think it's a good idea for Illinois to separate from Cook County. Why do you think that?
I'm trying to make a point here. Just since we, what I call Team Chicago, since the governor, of course, Governor Blagojevich, Governor Quinn, and President Cullerton, Speaker Madigan, they're all from the city of Chicago. Since they took power in January of 2003, the state debt, and I'm not even going to talk about the pension liability, but the state debt has gone up from $9.4 billion, which we had in January of 2003, to $30 billion, which we have today. That's in a period of 8.5, 9 years.
Oh.
They just, what we've done in the last 10 years, 9 years, has just spent and borrowed and spent. And you know what is the definition of insanity? Is doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results?
Mm-hmm.
They're spending and borrowing. In Champaign County, let's talk about the Health Alliance fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
The governor doesn't really care. Is that downstate in central Illinois? You know, when they got rid of Health Alliance, we don't have any other HMO.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, it's just the lack of empathy or understanding for issues downstate, it's just become acute, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And I guess something else that this story got picked up nationally. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all over the place. I can imagine that your phone's been ringing off the hook over this. You say that basically we're overshadowed by Chicago and Cook County whatever the majority of the state wants, we really don't get, at least downstate, because Chicago we always end up with Chicago politicians. Right.
And that's what we have for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing against the city of Chicago. It's a beautiful city. It's one of the great American cities, and I like going there and everything else. And we've got good legislators from Cook County. But the bottom line, at least in my point of view, is that in the state of Illinois, we have more government than we can afford, and yet the powers that be in Springfield just don't get it. They continually, this year, when, politicians bragged about for the first year we've cut spending, mm-hmm. we're going to end this fiscal year with about $1.7 billion in unpaid bills. Next year, folks, there's going to, under the House Democrat projections, a possibility of $5 billion in unpaid bills, and that's not even counting the president's health care. Obamacare is going to push it conservatively at least $2 billion more on the state of Illinois. And if you look here in Champaign County, University of Illinois, which is the flagship university mm-hmm. of the state of Illinois, in real terms, they're dealing with about a budget from 1974. You've had reduced support for higher education, in my opinion, K-12. School districts that I represent, 26 of them in downstate Illinois, have had for 3 years in a row have had less money coming from the state of Illinois. It doesn't seem right.
So the only way for us to get our house in order and to get things turned around for Illinois is to just separate ourselves from Cook County.
Well, let's look at the facts, okay? If Cook County was their own state, they would have 5.1 million citizens. They would be bigger than 29 other states. The state of Illinois would have 7.7 million people. I hope I said million last time.
Yeah, you did.
7.7 million people. We would be bigger than the state of Indiana. Look at Indiana's, their economic growth, their debt, their deficits are much better than the state of Illinois. This has really, quite frankly, nothing to do, but I'm a Republican, partisanship. I talked to several of my downstate Democratic colleagues from far southern Illinois, and they said they're getting calls on this. And, man, that they'd like this. If they could get on it, they would like it. So it's really has nothing to do with partisan politics. It's a regional thing. It's in my opinion, and again, I have to say, I have a lot of respect for some of the legislators in the city of Chicago, but they've led this state in my opinion, it's on a disaster course. It's going to take decades to get out of this debt that they've built up over the last 10 years.
All right. So how realistic is this? Is this actually possible? Can we actually make this happen, Bill?
Well, it's legally possible. Whether it'll happen or not is, I mean, I have to be honest. This is a steep climb.
Okay.
The last time this has occurred in the United States, I mean, the reason why I did this is that every town meeting, I just came off a series of town meetings, every one of them, that's one of the first questions I get. And, you know, and I've been getting it for a couple of years, and you've been kind of like, well, and then you look into the legal possibilities, how this can be legally done. Last time, it hasn't been done since the Civil War, Virginia from West Virginia, but you can remember in your history that Maine was one time part of Massachusetts, so it can be legally done. It has to be a joint resolution, and then goes on to the United States Congress. My resolution asks for just have a referendum here in Illinois to see if it's possible. Just leave it up to the voters.
And how many would you be able to get enough legislators behind you to?
Well, we'd have to put it on there, and it's doubtful. I mean, I'm not going to be. Try to be on an and give the impression that this thing is just doable. You have tremendous opposition. And to be honest, it has some problems. It has some real problems. I mean, we have I just started the program saying we have a $30 billion bonded debt now. Okay, how do you apportion the debt between Illinois and the state of Cook or whatever?
We'll just give Cook County everything.
Yeah.
We'll just throw it all that way.
At least 20
billion. Hey, well, let's see here. Well, look here. Let's see. You guys have been in charge since 03. Okay, here's all your debt. There you go.
We haven't even talked about our pension systems. I mean, you've got a lot of people in Champaign County, of course, that work for the University of Illinois. This in the last 8 years. And I think this is almost astounding. In the last 8 years, five of the 8 years, they've either skipped, they meaning the state of Illinois, has skipped payments 2 years, or 3 years, put the pension payments on the credit card. This year alone, in fiscal year 12, we're going to be spending, we meaning the state of Illinois taxpayers, are going to be spending about $1.3 billion just on interest for paying back those 3 years.
Yeah.
That we didn't make the pension payment.
It's disgusting.
And so when you put it into that perspective, $1.3 billion doesn't even buy a paperclip. The only one who's making any money on this thing are New York bankers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you talk about those things, it's almost the magnitude of the debt is just unbelievable, quite frankly. And this is going to take. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a businessman. And he's in the General Assembly. He has a trucking company. He said this is going to take 50 to 60 years to ever get out of it then. And that's what the citizens of Illinois have to realize. You just can't continue to spend and borrow. One of the things I didn't mention, why have they been spending and why have they been borrowing? What have they done with this money in the last 10 years? Public assistance, the amount we spend on public assistance has gone up 96%.
Mm.
When I came to the General Assembly, K-12 education was our single biggest category of expenditures. 5 years ago, our public aid budget eclipsed that.
Yeah.
Now, we're not investing as we should in K-12 education. We're not investing in higher education. That's something that should be a priority for the state of Illinois because we're going to have to compete not only with Indiana, Missouri, Korea or Europe. I mean, we have to have our young people the best educated in the world, and we're not giving them the tools to succeed.
Well, we also have to provide them a state that they'll want to stay in and live in. And
that's right.
Instead of, you know, I mean, hey, if I could keep more of my hard-earned money living in a different state that's got their fiscal finances in order, well, you know, that definitely would look more appealing. You know, you had mentioned some numbers earlier, you know, and we're talking with Bill Mitchell. If you're just tuning in, State Representative Bill Mitchell, and he, along with Adam Brown, have called for a separation of Cook County from the rest of Illinois because they're dragging us down. You know, you mentioned that there's million in Cook County. There's 7.7 million in the rest of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 7.7 trumps 5.1. So, you know, it's people in downstate are voting in these Chicago politicians.
The 7.7 would be the downstate and, of course, the collar counties around Cook County.
Okay. All right, I gotcha. But I mean, still, it's outside of Cook County, and right.
And I try not to be a partisan in this matter because, like I said, I've talked to some of my downstate Democratic colleagues who think that this, you know, under their breath, they tell me they wish they could be for it because, mm-hmm. but they have to watch out. Senator Brady, who happens to be my senator, you know, he won most of the counties in the state of Illinois, and I think he only lost three, but the big one was Cook County. Yeah. And I mean, you just have such margins there that it's hard for any Republican to overcome. But again, I get back to this isn't a partisan issue. It shouldn't be. This is just an issue. I mean, if Illinois ever did this, and again, it's a long, 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 long shot. I mean, you could still elect Democrats. I mean, look at our neighbor in Indiana. They've had Evan Bayh.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri has the governor, Jay Nixon, a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you could have a healthy, competitive two-party system, which we do not have here in Illinois right now.
No.
So it's partisanship isn't my main motivation. My main motivation is I've sat there and seen this state go down in debt for the last 10 years. You know, and it's
because
just,
of the
just,
Chicago politicians,
and it isn't, and they're not getting it. They're not even getting it. Let me give you an example. This budget year, meaning the General Assembly and the governor, cut senior prescription drug assistance by 50%. 50%. But what did they do for health care for illegal immigrants? What was their cut? Zero. Not one penny. And our seniors were cut 50%. Now, some people might think that that's appropriate. I just do not.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't seem like our priorities are straight. But you see that. I mean, you see stuff like that. I mean, I think people are frustrated because we're seeing it not only in state government, but we're seeing things in federal government that make you scratch your head and say, wait a minute, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem like decisions are being made for the benefit of the country. And in a lot of cases, we're seeing things that don't seem to be beneficial to our state. You know what I mean?
I do. And I've come off knocking on doors because in the new reapportionment, I have portions of Champaign County. So I spent a lot of time in Mahomet and areas I think there's disenchantment with both political parties. Not, you know, quite frankly, what I think the real problem in Springfield, and I'm not in Washington, so I really can't comment there, is they lack of plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look and say, okay, what do we want Illinois to look like fiscally and economically 10 years down the line? They just try to get by every year. Mm-hmm. That's why they borrowed for the pension payment. That's why they just spend more money and do not pay our bills on time. The Lee Enterprise paper just ran a couple of weeks ago a 10-day story on calling deadbeat Illinois.
Yeah.
You've got to ask, why is Illinois not paying its bills?
I don't know, Bill. I guess that's what you're there for. We need you to try and figure things out. I guess one more question before we let you go. One more question about this idea of separating from Cook County.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our state does benefit from Cook County and does benefit from Chicago.
Tourism. As I said at the start of the program, it's a wonderful city. I like it. Chicago is still going to be there. We're still going to have the suburbs and things like that. To be honest, it's a long, 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 long shot. But we've got to start thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm. And what we can do to turn things around. Well, it'd be interesting. So we would, and would there be a fight over who gets to keep the who gets to keep the state name?
Well, like, of course, Illinois would get to keep Illinois.
We would keep Illinois, and Cook County would have to just come up with their own name.
You know, I represent a little bit of Sangamon County right now, and what we've had in Springfield is you've had the state capital virtually move to the city of Chicago. You know, people not coming down to Springfield to work. Some of the higher ups that have worked out of the Thompson Center. So yeah, we'll give them the Thompson Center, and we'll have the state capital.
And we'll have the state capital. Awesome. Well, we'll have to have you back.
I'd love to.
Obviously, there's plenty of state news to talk about. And we've been talking with State Representative Bill Mitchell out of Forsyth, and he and Adam Brown out of Decatur. You guys are the ones who are introducing this legislation. When will we know if there's going to be any forward movement with this move, with this?
Maybe spring.
Okay. All right.
Maybe spring.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for it. I know a lot of people that I've talked to have thought it would be a good idea.
That's
well,
right.
What is the expression? Hope springs eternal.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. It was great talking with you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
93.5, 95.3. Connect FM.